recording.
What the heck is it?
Okay.
Oh, we have music tonight?
Tape's running.
May we,
fellow commissioners, let's stand for the Pledge of Allegiance, please. Miss Earp, would you please lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
Ready, begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you very much. I'd like to call this meeting to order of the Historical Preservation Commission. Roll call of officers, and roll call of not officers, but commissioners, right?
Yes, but Commissioner Boone? Earp?
Here.
Hill?
Here.
Trucks?
Here.
Cox?
Here.
Olivas? Catalo?
Catalo, yes.
Catalo?
Here. And Chairman Smith?
Here.
We have a quorum.
Thank you. And I believe Lisa's on vacation?
She is. Yes, she is.
So that's why she's not here tonight, but she informed me that she would be here, but Oliver would. So that's why we have the tape going, of course.
That's. I'm trying to hold up my end here, so we'll
you've done your thing, right?
You're doing an excellent job. We're very fortunate to have Oliver.
Thank you.
He's so supportive of our organization. We're now at public comments for items not on the agenda. And that would be for the public. Mr. Hill, did you have any comments you'd like to make?
None whatsoever. Thank you for asking.
Very nice to have you.
Thank you.
We also have an attendance, Ms. Bianchi, who's very involved in the second annual arts affair coming up, and she'd like to share a couple words about that.
It's the annual art walk that we're having, and this year, it's, hopefully, we're doing the walkthrough tomorrow at 10, so if God willing, everything goes well, and everything's, what do they say, I's dotted and T's crossed, and everybody gets there to the church on time and any other cliche you can think of. If all those come together, then it's going to be really progressive. We're looking into having Mr. Holt participate with some of the animatronics. Again, if everything goes well. And also there's a gal by the name of Eileen Hartz, who's our community engagement officer with the police department. And she's offered to connect the dots to help them do this really progressive slideshow presentation of featuring certain people and areas of the city, also with interpretive dance. So it's going to really be, and then there's traditional things as well that, there's art students from the college and so forth. And my role is handling the volunteer component. And this year, it's, from what I understand, if all goes well, three buildings. So it's quite large. And so we're already hooking up with CSUSB and some other resources to get that going. So everybody's on point and ready. So, and it got approved today. So.
So,
and thank you for having me. My grandfather, one time many, many years ago, was in all of the parades down here. He's one of the founders of the Mexican Charro, so if you remember that.
Yeah.
His name is Carlos Valencia, and you can find a lot about him in the Desert Sun newspaper. So
the art walk is tomorrow?
No, it's April.
April.
Tomorrow's the art walk through for the site.
Okay.
So what is the date for the walk?
It should be the 21st and 22nd, so Friday and Saturday. It's a two-day event this year, and also the artists are being compensated, and they're going to be selling their art.
Nice.
And yeah, it's really coming together like it should be, and hopefully everybody will be down there. There's also the headdress ball that weekend, but I think I like to do, a lot of times they say it's competition, but I think it's going to bring more people out because for me, if I can go to I'll do both.
Yes.
And if they're shopping or vendors, I'm there for sure. So, so we're excited.
They should feed off each other.
Yeah, I mean, because if I'm going to go out and get ready, I mean, I hate to sound, but with my husband, we'll hit all the things.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
And thanks for letting me be here today.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, of course.
I wrote an article for the San Leo Sun a couple weeks ago on Los Charros.
You're kidding.
Yeah.
Well, it was Mexican Charros is what's in the parade line of papers. My grandfather's been not with us for many years. His name is Carlos Valencia, and his partner was Maria Valencia. One of them, I believe, was the Andrews sisters. Might have been. It was like 51 to 60, 58 to 61.
I spoke to Armia Neri, or Miller, Andy Miller.
And we're transplants.
Okay, well, they started in the 30s in San Bernardino. They had Los Charros.
Is there someone I could maybe speak to?
Well, yeah, I just interviewed her a few weeks ago.
That would be wonderful. Because my cousin has all of his awards, and maybe we could even do some kind of a display or something. It's very elaborate.
I've got a photo of him on old school horseback.
Yeah.
On horseback. They're sitting right, actually, it's near the Santa Fe Depot.
I actually have a photo with me, maybe after. I'll show you so you can let it hold
yourself. He's a key guy on that.
And then also we have, I have grandparents buried in the Mission Cemetery, and so we did actually go back and forth. My grandfather worked for Lucky Baldwin when he came over, and so I really love this town. I mean, I really, really just have roots here, so it's just so fortunate. I really feel privileged to be a part of anything. So again, thanks for letting me hang out.
Good. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Ms. Bialty.
Appreciate it. Review and approve the minutes. Does everybody have, or have you received a copy of the minutes from our last meeting? Okay. Any comments, questions? If not, I'd like to entertain a motion to approve the minutes as mailed.
I make a motion to approve the minutes as written.
Second.
Okay.
Second.
All those in favor, say aye, please.
Aye.
Aye.
Very good. Thank you. And those were the minutes, of course, of October 10, 2016. Announcements, reports by the commissioners. Jimmy, let's start with you.
I have none at this time.
Okay, good to have you back.
Thank you.
I know you've been spending time with your father.
Yes, we've been kind of busy.
And family always comes first.
Thank you.
Mr. Cox.
I just want to say Happy New Year to all of my fellow commissioners.
Thank you.
I look forward to working together this year moving forward. So thank you so much for being here. That's all I have.
I'll second that. Happy New Year to everybody, and I have no new announcements to make.
Okay. Thank you very much.
I just got word that I got a grant, a national grant from Library, I don't remember the name of the group, but it's basically about digitizing collections that don't have the visibility, called hidden collections, and that's very exciting. So we're going to digitize a collection that's out of the Salton Sea Archives. It's all the scientific and technical reports for the Salton Sea Authority. So that was pretty.
And who was it that from?
The Library Association, the National Library Association.
How much is that going to cost?
Well, it was with a group of partners, so it was with Claremont Colleges and the Smiley Library and Northridge. I think it's about $400,000, but it's split between a bunch of us. So I don't think any one of us are going to be able to buy more than a pair of shoes. It's not a big amount for any of us, but it's like the first step in the door, and we're very happy to. And they all have small water collections at their own institutes that they wanted to get digitized. And of course, our institute is probably the largest of all of these as far as water documents are concerned. But we do have this small Salton Sea collection that we really wanted to get digitized. That collection is going to be completely digitized because the geographic location is so big, everybody wanted these things remotely. So we're trying to digitize everything. It's a big job.
Good. Thank you. Could you possibly bring us up to date about what's happening with the oral history at Cal State?
You know, I don't know that they're doing any oral histories right now. I don't know.
I know there's a discussion about that a couple of years ago.
Yeah, they did do some a couple of years ago with the library. But I'm not really in the history department. I'm over in the library, so I don't know.
There was Joyce Hansen.
She retired, and then Kirsten Ryan.
Okay. Now we just signed some. Mm-hmm.
And she's working on a project with Riverside. Yeah, with the water.
Yeah, that was a program we had a couple of days ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, that's good. Yeah.
Well, if you can place a little bug in somebody's ear about that, I think that's really something that's so important for the history of our area.
Yeah, I think the cost is a problem. It is expensive, so that's the biggest. I think that's probably the biggest drawback.
Okay, thank you very much.
A couple of nights ago at our historical site, one of the people that came, her name is Malia Vincent Finney. Hyphenated last name, and I don't know, maybe Oliver, maybe you know who she is. She spoke to Mark Persico, and I've known her for a number of years. She's CEO of what's called the Living History Museum. And she's got a couple of different titles, but she's involved with this group she's a native Hawaiian, but she works very much with Native American, subgroups, or is a people, tribes from California. And right now, her office is inside the Andreessen Building downtown.
Wow.
And she mentioned that there are a few other tenants. I didn't realize there were any tenants, but that wasn't surprising me in itself. But the reason why I bring it up is that she would like, and she's already made steps, and she's talked to, I think she's worked with James Ramos, she's talked to Mark Persico, and I think she said Mark actually approached her about that she would like to turn, well, right now the Andreessen Building, she'd like it to become a cultural resource center for Native Americans. But she's also have ideas, and she's already showed plans for the Carousel Mall, which I've heard rumors that it's going to be torn down, but I don't know exactly what's happening. But she's worked with other museums before, it sounds pretty good. I don't know. If it sounds familiar to you or not, or maybe, do you think she's talked to you about that?
I have not had those conversations.
But she, I talked to Mark Scott and Mark knows who she is too. So they've had some discussions. So that certainly is a viable way of preserving a historic building. I mean, you need to be able to use the building.
Yeah.
And the fact that supposedly there are a couple other tenants, and I don't know exactly who they are, but there's talk about really building something.
I ran out of there. I'm sorry. I ran out of there. Out of the headquarters.
Was that?
I ran out of there.
Oh, you're right. Oh,
yes, I'm attending.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, I'm there at least two or three times a week.
Okay.
Who else is there?
Rusty Palmer headquarters. There's a gal that does like a video marketing thing in the corner, and then Malia's up on the fifth floor, and then they're still getting it in tenants in. And there was a new owner not too long ago, and they just installed all new locks, new cameras, got the elevator upgraded. So it's really finally coming along, because the down bottom floor, that area that's all construction, was just a mess and dangerous, quite frankly. But now it's really coming together. And Malia was just showing some new tenants around. So I'm sorry, I didn't mean to
interrupt. No, that's what I'm going
to do. But I do. I pay $40 a month to work out of the co-op space.
Wow.
It's a really good deal.
Thank you very much.
Sorry, thank you.
No, that's fine.
I appreciate that.
Well, this is what public comments, we learn more about from their public comments. I just want to let you know that, Sam Rubino, is some of the long-term commissioners. I'm looking at Susie and Dick and some of you others. We really struggled for a long time in the city to get inertia going. Mm-hmm. And inertia is starting in the city of San Bernardino. I just want to let you know they had adjourned because of our meeting, but they had their council meeting started at 4:00 and was over a little bit after 5:00 today.
Wow.
So they've actually had a council meeting already prior to our meeting. Mm-hmm. The football game probably had a little bit to do with it.
Incentive to get on out of there.
Expedited the.
But it's the new structure in the city, and of course it has to be formally approved by the Secretary of State, which I think is just a formality. Just like the bankruptcy, the formality on the 27th of January, and then we're ready to go. I mean, you hear stories about Andreessen Building. Also, the police department is hiring more individuals. I mean, just everybody seems to be on the same page moving the city forward. And so that's an advantage for everyone, including our commission, to move forward and work cooperatively with other people. So those are a couple of things I wanted to share. I know that San Rio Valley College, for example, is 90 years old this year, and we're planning, the Native Sons are planning to present them a marker, like at the church, St. Bernard's Church, to put on Mount Vernon. So when you drive by, when you drive by the university,
so it'll be an arrowhead marker.
It'll be similar to people know they're 90 years old that way.
Yeah.
People don't go on campus and look at plaques anymore, but you'll see that, you know, sure, the public just drive by. So there's a lot of good things happening, and the art fair, the whole positive situation. So again, I want to thank everyone for being out today, and again, it's a tremendous commission. So that, unless there's any other comments, yes.
I just wanted to say that I really appreciated them lighting up the arrowhead during the
month of
December.
Nice.
That was really wonderful.
That was, I could see it from my front yard every night, yes, and it was just phenomenal. I shared it on Facebook back with my family in New York, and they sent it on as well. I just wanted to thank you and the Native Sons and whoever else was involved, the San Manuel.
Actually, I think we really ought to send a thank you note from our commission, thanking them for the historical significance.
It cost a lot of.
I think that would be very appropriate.
Did they use spotlights? Is that how they did it?
Yes, it did with spotlights.
And I don't even put light bulbs.
No, they did.
But it was.
It was phenomenal. It was. It was.
And that was for all the 14 individuals who lost their lives.
Right.
It was beautiful. But I do think a letter from this commission would be in order.
Would you like to, I think it's appropriate, would you like to make a motion, Susie, that we do this?
I would move that this commission write a letter of thanks to the San Manuel.
San Manuel, right.
To thanking them for lighting the arrowhead.
Okay. And I'll second.
And there's a second. Okay. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Would that be appropriate?
Yes, sir.
That we don't need to have that agendized.
That's fine.
Okay, good.
I have a question for Oliver. When is City Hall moving?
It'll be within 10 years.
Oh.
10 years?
Within 10 years in between now and then.
That's true. All right.
Took him literally on that.
Yeah, well, I mean, months ago, they were saying it was within days, and we haven't seen anything.
Yeah. The last discussion, they are doing the inventory, the furniture, and everything. So it is
moving.
It is the process of, you know, that's moving. You know, they're working out the floor plans of the buildings, the logistics of which departments are going to go into which buildings. You know, the staffing and like I said, what existing furniture is there now. So what needs to be supplemented with what we have here? Some people get territorial. You know, I want my chair, I want my desk. And, you know, so there's those things that are planned. But the last I heard is, you know, by March. You know, I think the last time we met, I said it was supposed to be by February. So
yeah.
You know, it's kind of like the lemonade stand. So we'll see.
Okay. 10 years.
It'll be within that time frame.
It's going to happen. It's going to be eventually.
It's kind of like when someone asked me, "Hey, how long have you known Jimmy?" I say, "You know, I don't think it's been 20 years yet, but
well, it's on its way."
Yeah. You know,
Well, suffice to say, I think our next meeting will probably not be here, but we'll notify you. In fact, the mayor made an announcement at the end of the council meeting today that their next meeting, of course, is on the 23rd because of the Martin Luther King holiday, and they'll be meeting at 201 North East Street, you know, where EDA met before. So so that probably is an indication that they're certainly on a fast track to make that transition.
The wheels are moving, but, you know, there hasn't been a specific date and that kind of thing, but it's my understanding that it's going to be in phases also. You know, I'll keep you updated as that happens.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Does that answer that question?
Yes,
okay.
Thank you.
Great. So let's move on then to old business, and I'd like to call on Nick at this time. He's going to bring us up to date on the Mills Act workshop.
Okay, the Millsack workshop was scheduled for Saturday, March 4th, but we're changing it to Saturday, March 11th. For basically, for personal reasons for me, I won't put out the year. So,
at what time?
Be at 10 o'clock, 10 to 2. I mean, I'm sorry, 10 to 12. 10 o'clock in the morning to 12 afternoon. I called the county assessor's office, spoke to Robbie about having assessor Bob Dunn or somebody from the office to join us, and the reason why is that it's been maybe 2 or 3 years since we last had a workshop, but we had Dan Harp, who was the county assessor, and it was really great. I mean, he was there, I introduced him and spoke a little bit, but basically he was there as a resource, as a reference for people that were possibly interested in the Mills Act. If they have some questions about property, things that we didn't have answers for, and he helped a lot. So Robbie, I got back and she said that Mr. Kevin Trax, who's the supervisor for the assessor's San Marino district, will attend the workshop.
Okay.
So he'll be there.
Can you spell that last name?
T-R-A-X. Okay. The first name is Kevin. And he's a supervisor for the assessor's San Marino district. Because I specified that, the Mills Act workshop is for San Marino. So that's about it. I write a history column for the Sun 4th Tuesday of each month, and my next article will tie in the Mills Act.
Okay.
So I write an article and I tie it in.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Okay.
Location is.
I'm going to actually tell you the picture of the house.
Yes.
Okay, good.
Give me your phone.
Okay,
good.
Location. Oh, we'll be at the San Bernardino Historical and Pioneer Society headquarters, which is at the corner of, those of you that haven't been there, it's at the southwest corner of 8th and D Street. It's 796 North D. That's the physical address.
And North D?
North D. And if you're, just for geographic sake, if you're going northbound on D Street, you go right by the police department. And just beyond that is two-story green Victorian house. It's a Dennis office. And just beyond that is a parking lot. That's where you park. And our house and headquarters is right in the corner.
No, my question is, go ahead, Susie, did you have?
No, she showed me a picture. I'm using a picture of her house.
Presentation. For the benefit of the individuals that don't know, she qualified for passing.
And Jimmy, why haven't you ever applied?
For the historic?
For the Mills Act.
You have your taxes off on it.
So you'll fax it.
You have until June to.
Jimmy, it's like $100.
Yes.
And you get half your taxes off. Do we know whatever happened to the one application that we reviewed a few meetings ago?
It was approved.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, absolutely. It was approved.
Good.
That's moving forward.
Yeah.
But that's important. The reason we're having it in March is that we want to give them an opportunity to file for the benefit that Susie received prior to the end of June. And we'll discuss it. It won't be on this agenda, but in future, when we talk about future agenda items, in fact, what Nick mentioned, I think is very critical, because I remember 4 or 5 years ago, we had guest speakers that actually came to our group, and I think that's really important to schedule some of them. I know that the city manager, Mark Scott, would like to attend one of our meetings, and he wants to attend all the commission meetings, because that's basically what the new structure of our new charter is, that it's under his responsibility, and of course Oliver is our direct responsibility, and of course you report to Mark Persico, right? So, I mean, the structure is so easy now, it's all about cooperation, so in fact, if you could, well, we'll talk about that, but keep that in the back of your mind. If there's ladies available, you know, for our March meeting, that would be, the one that you talked about.
Oh, Malia.
Yeah, Malia.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah. Right.
Okay, so mark that down the street.
Yeah. Right, for the building recently.
Yeah. Yeah, right. Yeah. She could talk to us about that. Sure. I think that's exciting about preserving history. Just a suggestion.
That's a good idea.
Suggestion. Thank you. And, so, and of course, Aaron, you're on that committee, and he has indicated that he'll be meeting with you.
Okay. You have my contact info. Okay.
And Commissioner Olivas.
You have mine?
Yes, Judge. Yes.
That committee consists of those three individuals.
Yes, Sandra.
Sandra and Aaron. So, one question I had is that we had not booklets, but we had an information pamphlet. Do we have those still in inventory?
I am not sure. I can check.
Yeah.
And if not, we'll have those ready for that.
Yeah, I think that's really important to have those.
So, Nick, did you say you're going to be there for the workshop? Sorry, Jeremy.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. You'll be there. And are you going to kind of conduct it or introduce, or Sandra? You'll kind of run it? Okay.
Yes, yeah, me, Sandra, and Susie, you'll be there.
Yeah. I mean, I plan to.
Yeah, I mean, especially the fact that, you know, you have a house. You know,
I do have a house.
Yep. Yeah, I know you have a house.
Historical.
I mean, my house was built in 1989. It's, like, you know, it's nice to have somebody, you know,
what kind of historian are you?
Yeah. Yeah. I can make things up.
And I know you can.
And then you're going to mention it in your article?
Oh, yeah. Okay, I'm going to mention it. I've always got plans of how I'm going to write. I don't want to write the exact same thing I wrote 2 years ago. I mean, I don't people know what I wrote. But I'll remember, that's how I heard about it a couple years ago.
That's right.
Yeah.
I remember that.
Oh, yeah, I'll mention the date and the time. I don't know if I'll mention about the city assessor's office. I don't know.
The county assessor's office.
Well, it's just given reason to attend.
Well, that's true. I don't want people to go there for other reasons to complain about.
Right, that's true.
So maybe I won't.
Yeah. Don't anticipate a negative event, right?
Well, I've heard that.
Just give them the
Okay.
Just give them the opportunity to be. I don't want to write your article. So, are there further questions about our presentation? Okay, please put on your calendar. It would be excellent to have all the commissioners and
attendants
on the 11th of March. And he'll certainly
we decided 10 o'clock to,
okay.
I mean, to 12.
10 to 12.
That's what we decided 2 months ago.
Right. Last week. And has everyone been to the Historical Society building? It's very easy to find just north of the police department on 8th and D Street. And it's certainly open to the public. So
there's some nice displays and very interesting.
Yeah.
What we have right now, Oliver, is circulating a list of all of the, some of you have responded, most of you have, but we'd like to have this completed. So we have all the emails and the ward that you that you represent and your address. If you'd be so kind to complete that, it would be most appreciated. I think just about everybody has. We have some of your information prior to this.
Oh, were you checking to see if this is accurate?
I just want to make sure that it's accurate and up to date and complete.
And you, Jim, and Sandra are sharing an email address. Is that a?
Oh no! Okay. No, is that right?
Yeah, that's
great. I think, just joking about that, I think there was an error on the email address for you, Jim.
Yeah. Yes, yeah, okay. That should be, if you want to write that down, you're welcome to do
that.
It's PGP, that's Paul George Paul, PGP underscore.
Is it PG or PJ?
PG, that stands for past grand president. PGP underscore J Smith. At hotmail.com.
Okay.
If you want to take a moment, we could review this right now to make sure that your information is correct.
Mine is correct.
Aaron's correct.
Mine is correct.
Mine is correct.
Okay.
Yeah, mine's correct too.
Okay.
Although mine doesn't really need to be capped, but that's okay.
Do you have insurance?
I don't have a home phone.
Okay.
So well, that's your cell?
I'll give you my cell phone.
Oh, that's fine. Well, I think it's there. Is it 246-50654?
Yes, that's my cell. 246-5054.
Okay, okay, great. So she'll be okay there.
Oh, it's up there. No handphone.
And you're not alone. I don't have a home phone either. So.
Yeah, a lot of people have to run into phones.
And then there's Susie's cell phone also, Alan. Okay, so it looks like it's... So keep that with your papers. And it's so important to be able to communicate to all the commissioners. I appreciate that very much. Okay, now we come down to discussion of future agenda items. Does someone have some suggestions about a future agenda item for our next meeting?
I think we have spoken briefly about making a list of reinforced buildings in downtown. I think that I believe that's a focus of the city right now, similar, because of the event that we have an earthquake, you know, in our lifetime. They want to really, you know, I guess I don't know if they have a survey already done, but is this, you know, maybe I could ask Oliver. Is that something we still need to address as far as what these buildings
are? I'm not sure what we have. I don't know if there's been an inventory. I don't know how up to date it is. But I can check with the building official and we can I can provide you with an update of where we have, where we're at on that.
And I have that.
Go ahead,
that list of 200 that we designated for the bicentennial, if you want that. I mean, they're not all, the problem with that is some of them are located. Buildings, but there are a lot of
buildings. I've got a list of buildings that
right. Do you have that, Oliver?
No, I don't.
Okay.
Not with me.
Right, but I mean...
I believe the department does.
Oh, okay. There's at least I think was here then. But if you don't, you know, reach out to Susie and she'll be glad.
Yeah, I'd be glad to.
I'm sure we do. I just don't have it with me.
Okay.
Well,
neither do I. So that's important to have that. I understand that almost every city in California, except for two cities, and we're one of the two, do not have a list of that what he's making reference to. So you might want to check with the city manager because he's aware of what might be needed for the city of San Bernardino, just to bring us up to date on the other areas. Again, and we're going to have some suggestions today for future items, agenda items, but I just wanted to make it very clear that Oliver is working with a very, very small staff right now. The idea, we have like three planners in the city of San Bernardino. A size of 200,000 plus should have 12 planners. I know that it's in the work to increase that to 6, but that needs to go through the process. So, as you know, with Lisa, for example, a couple years ago, remember we used to have a deadline at the end of the year for the mills applications, and frankly, she burned herself out so much because it requires a lot of paperwork for staff that she made a recommendation, and we agreed unanimously to move it to June. Because that's a less,
is more time,
more logical time to have that deadline. So, I certainly understand that, and we appreciate Oliver being here. And by the way, his staff is great. I reached out to, is it Melissa?
That's Melina.
Melina, yeah, Melina was just great. She came back and got this information right here, and I mean, I appreciate doing that. Okay.
I have a quick question.
Yes, please. Go ahead.
Is there nobody designated from Ward 2? 3?
From Valdivia's? I don't know.
Evidently 1, 2, 4, 5.
We didn't fill up
one, at least one.
There was that gentleman that came a few times, but he was released, right?
Or no, he just because of his work schedule, right?
Oh, okay.
We don't have six either. I mean, okay. We could get a lot more done with two more people.
Yeah,
right.
Yes.
Oliver, whose responsibility would it be?
I'll follow up with Mark Persito.
Okay.
That's, you know.
He probably needs to talk to the council person.
Yeah, and that's, they all need to talk to the council.
Okay, to
that's
reach
their,
out.
That's their own.
Okay.
Right.
So,
because right now we have how many? We have one, two, three, four.
Oh, we have one, two, three,
four. There's only two.
Alan Bone is not a voter.
We have an at large. We have two from the mayor and then one from the council, so I think we have 11. Is that correct? That's just off the top of my head. Absolutely, we need to reach out. We need someone from the second and the sixth ward, and maybe they're just not aware of it. So, anyway, Oliver is
okay. We'll follow up on that.
Thank you.
Contact.
What were those boards, Jim?
Six and third.
Or not?
Unless we have chairman. Anything else?
Yeah. Okay. Now, as far as other items, I just wanted to kind of share this with you. We might want to discuss this at a future meeting. As you know, we have a general plan, and Oliver's going to bring us up to date at our next meeting. It's basically because we do have in the general plan, according to, and I surely trust his judgment, that we do have in the general plan, the preservation of historical buildings element. Is that correct?
Yeah, not specific element, but information that addresses the preservation of buildings, correct.
Okay, so that's already, so we don't need to create something for our general plan.
That's correct.
Okay, so that's not, we don't need to discuss that because that's already in place. One item that we need to address this year, and I don't think it's going to be done right away because of staff, all due respect, but as the city moves forward, we feel, and when I say we, I think the commissioners feel, that the Donaldson Act needs to be reviewed and brought up to date.
The Donaldson Report?
Right. The Donaldson Report. It needs to be brought up to date because it goes back to, what, 1999 or something? 1989, which is like 11, that's 18 years ago, okay? And
28.
Or 28 years, yeah. So that's something I think I think should be on the agenda for discussion in our next meeting, okay? Those are the two items that I want to basically, and then we'll have, and let's talk about our next meeting, okay? As you know, we were originally scheduled to meet in December, and frankly, I discussed with some of the commissioners, and, you know, that's during the holiday season. So that's why I recommended to staff that we move this meeting to January. And in discussion, again, with a couple of the other commissioners, we thought it would be a good idea, and we wouldn't need the consensus of the whole group, of course. We're required to meet four times a year, quarterly, okay? I would like for us to meet six times this year in the following months. It'd still be the second Monday, and that would be this month, January. Our second meeting would be in March, the third meeting in May, the fourth meeting in July, the fifth meeting in September, and then the last and sixth meeting would be in November. Now, the reason I'm recommending that is that moves us completely away from the holiday season. Okay. And it's not that we have trouble getting a quorum, but it would just kind of change the dates or the months that we would actually meet. And so I just wanted to bring that up for discussion. I think basically that's what I had in the agenda here. originally it was to meet in February. I think it was just a communication, all due respect to Lisa, but she thought this was a quote unquote special meeting, and there's a, you know, that's fine. But no, this is our regular meeting, and so I would like to open up that for discussion.
Well, actually, that's not an agendized item, so we can't take action on that. So what we can do is we can place this on the next agenda for March.
Oh, okay, for March.
For that discussion, because it appears that there was a resolution that was either entertained or adopted, setting the dates and the times of our meetings.
Okay.
And so what I can do is I can bring back, put it on the agenda, provide each of the commissioners with a copy of what was in place, and then we could, you know, then take a formal motion and vote on that.
Absolutely.
Okay.
So that'll be then another future agenda item. But our next meeting then will be on March the 13th.
So I know we're going to make a motion. So what will the motion be?
Well, the suggestion that I have, and of course, it's, you know, we can't really discuss it formally here, but my thought is that we simply change the months from, you know, from like December to January, et cetera, every other month to November, and then we wouldn't actually be meeting, you know, in the holiday season, which is...
Basically, the resolution kind of covers everything from what are the meetings to what your authorities are. What's the agenda on? I mean, it lays out the kind of the policies and procedures, if you will, in kind of a five, you know, 10-page, you know, document. So it'll cover everything. And so, like I said, we can go area by area. Does this time, this day work? Should we change? What items we place on the agenda, you know, those kind of rules of order, you know, kind of a thing as well. And all that's covered in that resolution.
That's
so
great.
So we can have that as part of that discussion.
That's important. That item. And one last agenda item that we would have would be the report from the workshop. This is we'll be meeting 2 days after the workshop. Okay, are there any other future agenda items to be brought to the meeting? If not, Mr. Mujica, your director's report.
I have nothing new to report. We've, we're updating our development code. So basically our zoning ordinance covers what you can and can't do, what kind of uses, development standards citywide. So we're a complete update. We're also doing a signage. Changing all our sign standards, you know, for new signs and how do we deal with existing signs.
Is that going to be more restrictive or less restrictive, or is there any kind of general?
It's how about easier to read or understand? And that's really where some of the challenges have been. How do you interpret this?
Okay.
You know, kind of a thing. And there's different mindsets. Some cities like or allow painted signs, and some don't. But then there's also other items. When you talk about temporary signs, in the past, the way that our ordinance has, you know, there's temporary signs which cover banners and, event signs and those kind of things, but also political signs, you know. So there's been some court rulings that address, you know, items like that. So we just want to make sure that our sign standards are consistent with that. Also to bring come up with technology. We get these electronic signs now that are now more, more readily used now. And so, how do you control those? And there's a lot of things, not just from the content of what could be on those signs. If you're, wherever that sign is, that limits what kind, if it's a, what they call an on-site sign. If I have a shopping center, that reader board or what have you is specifically designed to advertise for those businesses, there, and so there are limitations of what you can, and then there's off-premise signs which aren't necessarily on the property, but they're more designed for more community kind of advertising. Those are some of the traditional ones that you may see, like on the freeway, where they announce community events and kind of general advertisement kind of a thing. And so we want to be able to adequately address those kinds of standards. So we're, you know, then the other thing was we did a kind of a city tour, you know, of signs and I'll admit I'm new to the area. I didn't realize how there's a ton of historic signs in town. You know, some of these iconic signs that have been out there, and you know, it's, you know, what do we do with these things, and more, you know, what do we do to preserve them, kind of thing. As an example, there's the Del Rosa Bowling Alley.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so that building is going to be reused. And so what's going to happen to that sign, you know? And it's just like,
oh, that's right.
You know, is it neon?
I don't know if it's neon, but it kind of reminds me of a George Jetson's kind of, you know, kind of a sign. I think they all do. They all have that look about them.
Well, there's a guy that owns the art store in town.
Ernie Garcia.
No, not Ernie Garcia. The art supply store.
Rickard.
Yeah. Bud Rickard. Doug, actually. Yes, his son. Anyways, he collects those.
Yeah, so, and there's a couple of other individual, but yeah, so we're looking at what do we do to, you know, to preserve.
There's another one that's near 6th and Mount View.
Queens
has been closed for a long years, but the sign is still there.
It's a lady holding a binder.
Even some of the buildings, like, what is it, the Fun, what is it called? The
Fun Corner.
Fun Corner.
Which is neither on the corner.
Right. but anyway, so we're looking at updating, you know, doing those updates.
Yeah.
But that's really it for me.
Right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Please understand the Fun Corner is not for different things.
It's not on the corner.
In fact, it's not even.
Sammy's is getting
progressive. Fun Corner, I think the people that own that are now retired.
They retired. Yeah. They made that announcement a couple council meetings ago.
How about the mug? Is the sign of the mug still there? I heard that building is being turned into a Mexican restaurant.
Well, that's good. I hope so.
I wish it was
kind of that way before.
yeah, you're right.
So there's a lot of things to talk about. I appreciate all of your attendance, and we'll set the chart.
Thank you. I'll pay next year's membership.